acts included The Sound of Music Live, Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert, and the NBC series Smash about the creation of a new Broadway musical. He produced the Academy Awards from 2013 to 2015 and is survived by his partner, Elwood Hopkins. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
President Trump will present a posthumous Medal of Honor today to Air Force Technical Sergeant John Chapman. He was killed in 2002 in Afghanistan while saving the lives of other service members. He was part of a team that had gone back to a mountain peak to rescue a comrade. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Department of Homeland Security with E-Verify, dedicated to providing employment eligibility verification for all businesses and the employees that help them thrive at everify.gov/go, and the Kresge Foundation at kresge.org.
And welcome to day number, what is this, day number three of the KPCW Pledge Drive. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Lynn. Don't forget the back alley bash, which kicked the whole thing off and was super fun.
Super duper fun.
Last Friday.
Oh, I bet. I was out of town, so I missed it, unfortunately, because that's my favorite party of the entire year.
It was packed.
I saw pictures.
I think, I don't know what to attribute that to, but the weather was perfect. Let's acknowledge the weather.
And a good party is a good party.
And a good party is a good party.
We're so happy to be here today, not only to give our hour of boosting this public radio station that we love, but also because we're joined by one of our favorite, okay, let's just say our favorite nonprofit, Connect Summit County. And we are so pleased. I don't know. Tim, what do you think about Connect? They're going to help us raise money for KPCW this hour.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, 3 years now you've been up and running at Connect, and you've done just incredible things across the board, bringing awareness to our mental health issues and mental wellness, I think, is the way we like to frame it in the community. This has risen to a top-level topic and a critical priority within the entire community, and Connect has played a leadership role in identifying that. And I think one of your big successes has been destigmatizing the aspects of mental wellness. And boy, have we come a long way in a short period of time, and in large part that is due to Connect, also part of the Mental Wellness Alliance, which has gained amazing traction. And Sherry, you just joined Connect, if I'm not mistaken, a very short period of time ago. And Shawna, you've been the ED for, I don't know how long, but I kind of think since the beginning.
Not since the beginning, January
2017. And Jim?
I've been with Connect for, started right on that first May Mental Health Awareness Month, so that May 2016, as board member.
Excellent. Well, let's give some last names here, because those who are fans of Jim Whitney, who's a board member of Connect, Sherry Fisher, who is the new
educational programming director. It's very long, but very important.
Sherry Fisher and Shawna Wiest,
the executive director.
And we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. And I just want to say thank you so much for having us here this morning. And I want to give a huge shout out of thanks to an anonymous donor who underwrote our segment today, the entire segment. People should still call in and donate. But for the underwriting for this hour, we are thrilled about that. So thank you.
That's excellent. 649-9004 is the number to call. We've got some wonderful volunteers sitting in the other room waiting to take those calls. I hear the phone ringing. Let's keep the energy rolling throughout this hour and call in. If you have been one of those people who have attended any of Connect's May Mental Health Awareness Month events, and boy, you had about 20 things going on during the month of May, but you're active throughout the year, bringing us so much invaluable information about mental health. And really, I think Connect Summit County has created a new paradigm for how we look at mental health in this community. And it blows me away.
Thank you, Lynn.
It really, we talk about destigmatization, we talk about awareness, and I can say this for me, all of the events that I have attended, it's really shifted. I thought I was very open-minded and aware and educated about all of these issues, but wow, it has taken it to a completely different level. So it's really what we need in our community.
You can feel that way about yourself, but unless you're having the conversation, it's just a nice feeling that you have about mm-hmm. yourself. And so yeah. Connect has been one of those organizations that has brought this topic into the community conversation, and I think that's critical to making progress and getting things accomplished. And I look back and think, you know, I had a child who went through wilderness and then to a therapeutic boarding school, and my process coming out the other end of that was, this should be in every community, in every parenting, all parents should be exposed to what I was exposed to, what I learned, and all children should go through some sort of process. And I would just scratch my head and go, I don't see this ever happening because of the structure that we have, because of the investment that we've made in sort of our education system. It would have taken, in my opinion, a full revamping of a lot of different things that had already been built over time, and I didn't see it as possible. And now, after 3 years, I see so much hope, and I can't believe the things that are happening in this community across the board. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. I just want to give an on-air thank you right now. It's timely. It's from our wonderful friends of Connect, Nancy and Will Greenberg. This donation is in honor of Lynn and Ed Rutan. And I have to tell you, along with Jim Whitney, Lynn and Ed Rutan founded Connect in April of 2016 because they were parents who could not find services for their children in Park City. And to Tim's point, They went out and created Connect. Our mission is to create a well-informed and stigma-free community with access to mental health services for all residents of Summit County. And they created the foundation for that. And we are so thankful to them. We're also thankful to Jim Whitney because he makes us look so good with his advertising and marketing expertise. But this is so important. And without the vision of these founders, Connect would not be where we are today.
Another thank you, Bev Harrison called in. She says, KPCW couldn't have the community without the station. Thanks so much. There's that community building and community connection, which is what this fundraiser is all about.
Thanks, Bev. Really nice. Well, Jim.
And we have one more thank you for Bob Peek, who's calling in to say he loves his Linware Peak.
Oh, that is sweet.
That's just a simple and clear message.
Very.
No confusion there whatsoever. That's just as simple and clear as it can get.
He didn't say he loves you, Tim.
No, he did not.
That'll come in.
It wasn't a package deal.
Yeah. Although we do love the love that we get when we're a package deal, when it's all about loving what we do here on The Mountain Life. And as many of our, all of our devoted listeners know that, you know, each week we bring you topics from either national, international, or local experts on topics related to health, mental health, nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, education, parenting. And we have so much fun. We learn so much on this show, and we know that our listeners must learn more than we do because we're trying to do other things like control the volume on the board. And
do you ever think that maybe our listeners are like, I can't believe they don't know that? I have those moments every now and then. But by and large, I think you're right,
no.
Lynn.
So give us a call. Show your love for KPCW and also for Connect. It's 435-649-9004. That's the number to call. We have some phone lines open right now. I haven't heard that phone line ring for a few minutes. So call now. Now is the time. We are with you until 10 o'clock, and that's when we want to get your call. We want to get some numbers in because we're competitive, and so is Connect Summit County. Well, even if you aren't, you are today. And that is that we have this special offer for nonprofits. So the top four nonprofits that get the biggest number of calls during their time on the air or raise the biggest number of dollars for KPCW get their own prize. And it's so it's supporting KPCW and your favorite nonprofit. They'll get 6 months of free underwriting. So, of course, KPCW already gives a nonprofit discount for underwriting. But boy, Connect Summit County could really use this because especially coming into May when you have so many events to promote, if you're able to get some free underwriting, then that would be that would really help further your cause. So another thank you.
Yes, I want to thank Sue Worley. She's another wonderful member of Connect. Her comment is she wants to congratulate Ed, Lynn, and Ray Freer, founders of Connect. It's a wonderful organization, and she also wants to thank KPCW for putting us on the air. And I just have to say, again, going back to Tim's point on mental health, that KPCW has been with us since the beginning. You have been so wonderful to produce news stories about our events. You have us on the radio often. I love during May Mental Health Awareness Month, where we have frequent public service announcements, and it's always, you're always so welcoming to us, and you encourage our message, and we could not do this without you. So thank you very much.
And I think it's important to realize that when you do make a donation to KPCW, you support organizations like Connect. And it helps us to get the word out to all of the people, which also helps with that destigmatization that you were talking about. The more that people know, the more that it becomes something that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, Connect and KPCW are similar in that I think that we provide services that people think of as being free. And I've actually heard people say, and I'm glad that they've said it to me this way and this kind of open admitting that they just always think of radio as being free. It's just something that's there when you turn on, you know, you start your car and turn it on. It's there. It's free. Do you really? I've even had people say to me, oh, don't you all just volunteer? And yes, we do have volunteer DJs, but that's it. We've got a whole news staff, public affairs staff that, you know, we put a lot of hours into doing what we do. And it's, you know, that aside from all the technology to keep us on the air and keep us going, it costs money. And Connect brings all of the speakers here from very far away across the nation to speak to the community. They offer it for, let's use air quotes, free. But what it really means is that the people who are benefiting from all these services, whether it's the mental health awareness or whether it's public radio, this is when we need your support. So we're asking for it now. 435-649-9004. Have plenty of phone lines ready to take your pledge. It only takes a few minutes.
And I'd like to add something to that, Lynn. When you talk about speakers, I think just recently last April when we brought Kate Fagan and Catherine Budig in, KPCW interviewed them right on the air. It was, I believe, with Leslie Thatcher. It was so wonderful for Kate to be able to tell the story of the book, What Made Maddie Run, The Life of Madison mm-hmm. Holleran, who was this outstanding athlete who had mental health challenges and unfortunately took her life during her first year of college. But getting that information out to the community really helped us boost our attendance, and we couldn't have done it without KPCW. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was at the speech that Kate did at the at Park City High School, and it was amazing because the auditorium was completely full and it was silent. People were not looking at their phones. They were listening. They were engaged. And afterwards, they had a question and answer session, and one of the counselors, I was standing next to her, and she said, we have never had this many questions before. Sometimes we have to end early because we don't have enough interest from the students. So Kate stood up there and she really related to them a very important story for them to hear, especially as they're getting ready to go to college and thinking of the future. But it was an amazing turnout and really good interaction with those students. Mm.
And I think adding on to what Sherry said, after the assembly was over, the students actually lined up, created a line to speak with Kate. They just had so many more questions and to receive a book. So it was a wonderful event.
So what this tells you, too, is that suicide is front and center on the minds of many people now. And for young people, they're either, you know, perhaps worried about themselves, they're worried about their friends. And having that, the openness about having these difficult conversations is really what we're after. And so, you know, that's evidence right there, the kids lining up to talk to her and ask more questions. And so, again, Connect Summit County, bringing this to our community, so, so valuable. And, you know, the one that really struck me, and I'm going to forget his name, but the admiral who we interviewed.
James Winnefeld.
James Winnefeld. Sandy Winnefeld, yes. So he and his wife have been going across the nation speaking out about addiction, and unfortunately they lost their son, I think also in his first year of college at DU to an overdose. And this was following, he had been in recovery, he had been in rehab, and he was successfully out on the other side of it and relapsed. And there's so much education that goes along with that as well. I think I didn't realize what relapse can do and what it can mean in terms of if you, you know, go back and take the same dose as you were doing before when you were addicted. And it just, you know, it got him and it took him down. And his parents are going, raising awareness. They have this commitment. And boy, you had another full house listening to the admiral and his wife speak about this.
We did. And their situation, unfortunately, is not unique. Their child did have mental health challenges throughout his life, and as we see with many young people, is then they self-medicate, and with opiates right now it becomes so dangerous. But they told the story that even though they had all the resources in the world to help their son, they still couldn't help him with this powerful drug, opiate. So it really normalized the conversation. And we had a lot of people who felt empowered to speak up about their own situations because they thought, gosh, if it could happen to these people and they're speaking out, we feel more comfortable speaking out and seeking resources.
Yeah. Some very brave people telling their story.
How about the guy who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge?
Kevin Hines.
That was sort of amazing.
It was.
Oh, absolutely. And Kevin Hines, we had him in, I believe it was 2017. Mm-hmm. He came and he had an incredible story. He had suffered from bipolar 2 disorder for years and the medication was not working. He was also self-medicating with drugs. And he just decided, I can't live anymore. And he got up on the Golden Gate Bridge, contemplated for a few minutes, and then he jumped. But the minute he jumped, he immediately regretted it. And he's one of, I think it's like 1% who survived that jump. And now he has a film, Suicide, The Ripple Effect, and he also has a book. And he goes around the country sharing this message of choose life.
Yeah. Oh, incredible. Again, something I learned from that was a huge takeaway is that bipolar disorder has can have a psychotic
feature
to it, which is what happened to him, where he had the voices in his head saying, you need to go up there, you need to jump, you need to end this. And it was sort of an awareness that he had once he did jump that, you know, it was like he came to his senses or something.
Yes, and now what I think is amazing about his story is that he embraces whole body wellness. When we were with him, he wakes up at a very specific time to work out. He makes sure he goes to sleep. He makes sure he takes his medication. He's very regimented because he now has a greater understanding of his mental health challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing him here was so important. And again, with KPCW helping us publicize this event, get the word out, extremely important.
Well, Jim and Shauna, your perspective on, kind of what's happened with Connect over the last 3 years, and we already kind of touched on that, the amazing things in a very short period of time, the successes, the challenges, lots of challenges. But bringing Sherry on must have been a step in the evolution of this, not only this organization, but also this initiative within the community. And could you speak to what you see, if you could, like, look at the last 3 years, just roll it over and look at the next 3 years and kind of frame what you hope to achieve and what your vision is for the organization over the next 3 years.
I can. I'll speak first and then I'll let Jim speak on that. Well, the organization has definitely evolved. Our first goal during 2016-2017 was to bring education to the community, to reduce the stigma, to normalize the conversation around mental health. But then what we found is that once you normalize the conversation, people are really willing to speak out and they are seeking services. So we recently built an online service directory, a database where people can go. It's at connectnetworkofcare.org, where people can actually search for services in this community. All of the providers are listed. It's pretty amazing. And we also offer a navigation service to help people locate services. Bringing Sherry on was so important because we understood that we needed to bring our educational programming to the next level. We've done general awareness, but now we really need to create tools for people so that they can if they have a certain disorder, if they're trying to find out what type of insurance they should be on, we need to start educating them that in that way. We found that they like the general awareness, but now they want more niche topics.
Well, and again, so Connect was really came together in 2016 in February with the idea of putting together a program, a set of programs for that May Mental Health Awareness Month. And that was sort of the origin, and the whole idea was let's just begin the conversation. And just what we were talking about previously, so much of it is, you know, this is a topic that is so critical in our society right now, but it's been so hidden. Nobody wants to talk. Oh, we don't talk about those sorts of things. That's a really prevalent thing, particularly in this state, I think, is, you know, oh, we don't talk about that. So just to start that conversation and be able to create a forum for people to have those conversations and to talk about it openly and address things. And so with Sherry now and the educational programming, again, because that was really sort of the original foundation of Connect, being able to organize that. And I think a big goal over the next couple years will be to still focus on May as a really compact time frame, but to start to expand this programming throughout the year so that we have regular things that are happening and keep the conversation going all through the year.
Okay, so we've been talking for the last 10 minutes or so about some of the people who have come to town to help in this educational process. If you are someone out there who's listening now who has attended any of these talks or panel discussions or has heard these interviews with these guests on KPCW, give us a call now. Now is the time that we need to ask you for your help. 649-9004 is the number to call. And, you know, this is what we do year-round. Every Wednesday, all year long, from 9 to 10, we bring you all kinds of topics related to mental health.
How long have you been doing it, Lynn? The Mountain Life Show.
When did we start?
I'm getting to that next. I know the we part.
It seems like I was never here without you, Tim.
but you were.
I think it was about 8 years ago that we started the Mountain Life. And it was Larry Warren, our previous general manager's concept, that we had this Green Earth going for a while, the environmental show on Tuesdays. And he said, hey, why don't we take the 9 to 10 hour every day and bring up a different topic. And so that's when we introduced Mountain Money on Mondays, and then, of course, continuing with this Green Earth on Tuesdays, the Mountain Life on Wednesdays. And there was a different show in the beginning because we've only done Cool Science Radio for about four or five years. And then, of course, the Morning Mix on Friday, which started out as a different show, but overall it's kind of an entertainment, what's happening show. And this has been a great success. We've gotten to really expand the programming and what we do here at KPCW. The local news hour, as everyone knows, brings you the news of the community. And with the public affairs hour, we're able to expand and go nationally and internationally. And we talk to people that we never would have dreamed that we'd be able to talk to. But there's something about Park City that's quite special in this country, and it has to do with our being a resort destination, a world-class town. It has a lot to do with the Sundance Film Festival. And so these people that are on book tours, these experts, you know, they hear Park City and, oh, they've got a public radio station, an NPR affiliate station. How cool is that? And so they want to be on our show, and we're really blessed to have that. It's been a wonderful, enriching experience.
We do get some surprising guests, I have to admit. And oftentimes it doesn't register with me just kind of how famous these people are to some degree. I remember walking out of our interview with Steven Pinker, who's written numerous books, and he's a professor at Harvard, and, you know, he's he's kind of a phenom in his field, and we had just done a 20-minute interview with him and ran into Chris Cherniak in the hallway, and he goes, "What are you guys doing talking to Steven Pinker?" I was like, "Oh, really? Should we have been impressed?"
Well, we speak with Nobel Prize winners. We speak with, lots of people who are professors at, these incredible academic institutions. And it's funny. I don't know why I was thinking of this, but I guess I had just read Eat, Pray, Love, and we talked to Elizabeth Gilbert. Yeah. And I remember being really nervous about that. It's funny what, what you perceive as a big star, but she was so great to talk to. She's just like talking to your best friend. So once we got going, my nerves kind of settled down. But it's fun to, even after you've done it for so long, to get that nervous feeling about interviewing someone and wondering if you're, if you're on the right track with uncovering what it is that you really want them to tell you all about. So lots of fun. If you're listening now and you've experienced this when you're listening to any of the Public Affairs Hour shows, but especially The Mountain Life, give us a call now to pledge your support at 649-9004. We have got all kinds of specials. We've got a special this hour that is All That Stuff in the Barn. What is that? I don't know what that is. Does anyone know? Sounds like fun. It's for a $40 pledge, you get a $25 gift card. Imagine that you could find $25 worth of stuff in the barn. I know it's there. A special at Deer Valley. It's a $100 gift certificate to the Brass Tag and a 5-pack of Deer Valley chocolate bonbons. Ooh, there's a pack sitting right in front of us. And, whoo, they look good. That's
apparently
for $125
there are only two
pledge.
Of those left.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Oh, I wonder if Bob got that.
One and two.
I wonder if I'm going to be able to take those chocolates home with me. And then we've got a special at Fletcher's. It's a $100 gift card for a $150 pledge. And we've got an add-on. So this is an add-on for this hour. It's I Love Moo. It's a super smoothie or superfood bowl or two walking waffles. So that's the Java Cow equivalent out at the Junction. Is that right? I've not been out there.
Oh, it's delicious. It's right next to Jimmy John's.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
So if it's on a hot day and you want a really cool drink, a shake, it's delicious.
And
or
they've got really
ice cream.
Healthy smoothies and wonderful ice cream. And I always tell Ken Fisher that I keep his Java Cow here on Main Street open.
Ken Davis.
What did I say? Ken
Fisher.
Ken Fisher.
But Ken Fisher will be happy to know that.
No relation. These are wonderful prizes. People should call in now.
Yeah.
Look at this $250
dining
package.
Do you hear the phone ringing?
The phone's ringing.
$100 Egyptian theater gift cards, eating establishment. Wow.
Yes, all kinds of $250 dining package. That's for a $250 pledge, dollar for dollar. I mean, nothing beats that. We've got a $125 dining package for a $125 pledge. There's a $500 dining package. Give us a call now, 649-9004. Jim, I feel like you were just dying to say something.
I was just thinking about all these gifts, and that so many of them are just fantastic, and so many of them represent people, also community members who have been here in Park City for years, and it's all about supporting KPCW and all your local businesses.
Yeah.
I think it's great, too, because it's a win-win-win. If you've gone out and asked these businesses to help support KPCW, which obviously they do by giving these certificates, and then people can make their donation, which also supports KPCW, and then they get these gift certificates, go out, frequent the businesses. It's a win all the way around.
It sure is. 649-9004. Let's take a quick underwriting break. Oh, look, I think this is something to do with Whitney. What's the name of your business?
Whitney
Design?
Advertising.
Whitney Advertising. Let's see here. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 649-9004.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village weekly throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates are available at parkcitymountain.com.
This is Brenda with Republic Services, your local provider for recycling and garbage collection. Information about what is acceptable to put in your curbside recycling bin can be found at summitcountyrecycles.org. Please help Summit County be clean. Remember to recycle.
Hi, this is Steve Roney, owner of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. I'm a proud resident of Park City and a loyal supporter of KPCW and all it does for our community. Our agents in Summit and Wasatch counties can be reached at any of our 30 offices or at our website, bhhsutah.com.
Two big things are happening on the Wasatch Back the week of August 20th. One, kids are going back to school. South Summit starts the 20th, Wasatch starts the 22nd, Park City and North Summit start the 23rd. What could top that? The KPCW Pledge Drive. Parents, celebrate your freedom by donating to public radio. We'll use your money for local news, great music, and information about what's going on around town. The KPCW Pledge Drive is August 20th through 24th. Tune in and call in your support.
Welcome back to The Mountain Life and day number three, the KPCW Summer Pledge Drive. We're joined in the studio by the folks from Connect Summit County, and we're so glad that they're here. And we are really great, very grateful and appreciative of your support. 649-9004 is the number to call. We've got about 25 minutes left in this hour. If you are someone who loves the mountain life, if you're someone who has sat, and I know you're out there because you've told me that you've sat there in your parking space or your driveway so that you can listen to the rest of the interview with any of the wonderful experts that we get on this show. Give a call now and pledge your support for KPCW. We've got a few thank yous. Sherry Fisher.
There's somebody here who really likes your show and you. Donna Van Buren, thank you goes out
Yay,
to you.
Donna.
What she said was, Lynn and Tim, love their show. Thank you for your knowledge, brilliance, and kindness. Your show helps us learn.
Oh,
Donna
thanks,
Van Buren,
Donna.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Donna.
What a great supporter of KPCW, that Donna Van Buren. It would be great if
Donna's a serial giver, right?
She is. She is. Yeah. If you're going to be a serial anything,
numerous times today,
serial giver.
Other than this, thank you. I think she's been thanked a number of times today.
If our community members called in half the number of times that Donna Van Buren does, we would be going through the roof with donations. And so let's do that. Let's see if you can. I'm wondering. Let's say Donna calls in. What, 20 times this week? How about everyone out there in the community? Call in just 10 times this week.
How about
week?
Just once? How everybody just who listens once? To KPCW.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day,
call in once.
Radio, yes, it comes over the radio waves. It's there in your car when you turn it on, but it's not free. It's not free, and we are very appreciative of your support. It's listener supported. So 649-9004, the number to call. We've got a bunch of wonderful volunteers. We've got Lisa Allison. I've seen her here all week. Beth Armstrong. She's been here all week. Kathy Roll, Roy Howland, Linda Fluhoff, and Bill Lassar, who I've also seen here all this week. So wonderful volunteers giving up their time. So why don't you give up? Oh, it's just going to take you like a minute and a half, 90 seconds of your time, a little bit of cash, and give a call. The volunteers are really nice, too. They're fun to talk to.
I'd like to do a special shout out. This is Sherry Fisher and I teach yoga. So any of the yogis out there who have ever taken my class, and you've been so kind because when I have been a guest on The Mountain Life, so many of you come up to me and say, I heard you on the radio. And I'm also in Leadership Park City, class 24 this year. And I know many of my leadership classmates are also connected with nonprofit organizations. But please call, support KPCW, and really get those phones ringing.
Those are great shout-outs.
Those
I bet
are.
We all can go through the groups that we belong to and give a shout-out. How about you, Jim?
Well, of course, there's Park City Sunrise Rotary, so everybody give a call, and then we'll be ready for the Rotary Wars, which is tomorrow afternoon, where Park City Sunrise Rotary is going to dominate once again. But, hey, all you Sunrisers, give a call right now and support KPCW.
That's right, because you don't just have to call in one time. As Donna Van Buren has shown, you know, 20 times is a good number to call in. So if you call in now, call in tomorrow for the Rotary Wars, it's just fine with us. 649-9004. And Shauna, how about you?
Well, I would have to say for all my yogis at Tadasana Yoga Studio, you know who I am, and I know who you are, and I know you listen to this radio station and you support KPCW. Please call in. We would love to hear from you this morning. I'd also like to hear from all of the people that we have helped at Connect. You are also wonderful in this community, and please support KPCW. We would not be where we are, Connect Summit County, without the support of KPCW.
Excellent. And who are you going to give a shout out to, Tim?
How about an easy one? My sister. Another cereal giver. Heidi Gatch and Peter Gatch.
You know,
are cereal givers.
They are. We love them, and they really love the mountain life. I often get text messages after our show if we've interviewed someone that they love. Heidi will give us a text message. Wow, that was a great interview. And so we know you're listening now, Heidi, so give us that call. We've typically heard from you by now.
There is another group that I would like to call out, and
okay.
It's the group of residents in Park City who are concerned about the direction of our town. And there's this conversation that happens, and it doesn't happen without KPCW, and it doesn't happen without organizations like Connect and the other organizations we've been talking about. And it's kind of the balance between the authentic nature of our community and how we perpetuate that with these powerful free market forces that are at work here, and the potential to be over-commercialized. And that's an incredibly important conversation. It wouldn't happen to the level and degree that it happens in this amazingly special place without KPCW. And if you're concerned about that, call now.
All right. That's
a
big group.
I think that possibly also includes the parents and the students who are out there. Bringing out some of these issues that Connect is able to do really does normalize the conversation, and it impacts how we create safe schools and how we create a space where students are free to come and ask for help if they need it. And so I think that if you're a parent, if you have been concerned, I worked in drug abuse prevention for many years, and one of the things that they said was one of the biggest keys to prevention is to have people talking about it, have parents connecting. So we really do need to do a shout out to the parents and the students who have benefited from any of the programs that we've brought, any of the films that we brought, any way that Connect has touched you, a shout out to you.
And I'd like to add, the students are amazing in this town. Last May, we had an evening called Ask Me Anything Night where we had four different students present their TED Talks. And then we had a panel discussion of 16 students from four different groups, Latinos in Action, the Gay Straight Alliance, Impact, and the GSA. And what was amazing about that evening is that Carolyn Murray came from KPCW, and she broadcast the evening, and she created such an amazing story to capture the hearts of those students and the feelings that were going on in the room. And what was so amazing about that event is that parents and students were in the audience, and they felt so comfortable asking difficult questions about drug addiction, about what's it like to be a Latino in a very affluent white town, what's it like to be gay at the high school. And the conversation was amazing, but the way Carolyn Murray distilled that through KPCW was just outstanding. So thank you.
Yes. And of course, Carolyn is part of our news staff here at KPCW. They are here really around the clock. We've recently expanded our news staff, which costs money, and they're able to work through the weekends. They're bringing more news to the community from also Wasatch County as we grow. I mean, you know, it used to be that in Summit County there was Park City and then there was everything else. Well, you know what? We are a region. We all sort of, you know, I would say Park City is at the nucleus, but we all consider ourselves residents of the Park City area. So we have had to, as a news staff, expand to go out and capture what's going on. And Carolyn Murray brings a lot of the news and information from Wasatch County. So that's been really great to hear about.
And I can attest to the fact that it costs money to pay these people. I remember after the event, she was working on a Saturday to put this together. They do work round the clock to make sure your programming gets out to the community in a timely and correct fashion. So kudos to you. Please donate to KPCW.
649-9004 is the number to call.
Now, Sherry, we talked about Jim and Sean about their vision of the future, and so let's hear from you about what you see as your challenges and opportunities in this continuing evolution of Connect and this topic in the community about mental wellness and health.
I think it is a challenge, but I think there's also a lot of opportunity. We just had a strategic planning meeting yesterday with the board and the staff looking at that three-year looking forward plan. And I do think that there's a lot of opportunity to create a syllabus that includes educational programming and awareness activities, but also moving to that next level where we specialize and go towards trending issues that are coming up. And I think part of our challenge is going to be on top of and at the cutting edge of what are the issues that are happening so that we are able to be responsive to what's happening in the community. And then balancing that out, as Jim had mentioned, Mental Health Awareness Month has been huge for us, but it's something that we'd like to spread that out throughout the year so that there's a big push in May, and yet throughout the year there's a lot of programs that are available on both of those levels, education and awareness and those specialty tools. So I think that's going to be my biggest challenge, is to interview people in many different areas to find out what are those trends and how can we create programming around that.
So I'm just sitting here listening to this conversation and thinking about those who might be listening who are saying, you know, I either have a friend who is dealing with mental health issues or my child. And I've had the challenge, I guess, of, you know, my kids went through high school fairly unscathed and they've never really encountered any of those sorts of issues. And yet I want to be open in the conversation about it. And I talk about it all the time on this show, but I find that I go to my kids and I really don't know how to start the conversation, which is bizarre because I talk for a living, right? And so I'm wondering how many people are out there who just say, you know, I just want to know how to start this conversation, or I just want to know where to go to get this certain resource. Now, Shauna, you mentioned before that you've got this little you've got a compilation sort of resources.
Yes, a comprehensive mental health resource directory for that compiles all the information on the providers who treat different disorders in this community to really help people. I will tell you that when parents or any person that's helping someone who has a mental health challenge, entering services is very difficult. So what Connect aims to do is to create the conditions to empower those people so that they no longer feel alone and they can take direction for their loved one.
Okay, great.
I think one other thing is, and this came up in our strategic planning meeting yesterday, is you never know when you will be in that system. It's unfortunate, but a parent right now that's saying, I don't have issues in my family, may in the next 3 to 6 months find out, actually, I do.
Yes.
And that's the thing, since I have taken this job, and I tell people I just took this new position with Connect Summit County, how many people share with me that they've experienced mental health issues in their families, suicide, that type of thing. And it's more prevalent than you think. And your question, yes, about how do you start this conversation in drug abuse prevention, one of the things we talked about was that you have to have even a commonality. So going to a film or a speaker about it, where then afterwards you can say, what did you think about what the speaker said on this issue? And that can immediately open the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's an aspect to the amplification of the issues that are confronting people's mental wellness as well as children's, you know, developmental stage and what every child is faced with through adolescence, and then, you know, with social media and just all the things that are happening in life these days, there seems to be something that has kind of cracked the egg open to allow for this conversation. Whereas, Jim, you said, you know, as just in the recent past, we wouldn't be talking about these things because they were stigmatized, or, you know, we just didn't have that conversation. And you referenced in, especially in the state. But I think that's, you know, when I don't know, in the past, you didn't go get therapy. And now a lot of people go get therapy and they admit to, I have a therapist. You know, it's a regular thing. It's like my yoga workout. I talk to somebody. But what is it that's happened? I mean, that's hard to put a finger on and say the one thing. It's probably many things. But I'm just curious as to why we are having this conversation and there's receptiveness and willingness on both sides. The kids are willing to answer tough questions. The parents are willing to ask tough questions. They're not concerned about how it's going to reflect on real estate values and our school system. You know, will it call into question whether we're a top-tier school system if we identify that we have issues like other school systems have across the country? We're not sweeping things under the rug. We're actually having these conversations, which I believe is extremely beneficial. But I'm wondering if you all have thoughts on kind of why we're doing that.
Well, I have a very practical thought on that, is that Connect came to be at the same time the Summit County Health Department sent out a survey to all residents of Summit County. And one of the questions in that survey was, where would you know where to go seek mental health care if you had a crisis? 50% of the people who responded to that survey in 2016 wouldn't know where to go. So that really helped Connect kind of put contours around our mission and where we needed to be headed. But I also think that with social media, with the young kids, there's an amazing book called iGen that talks about, you know, we now have a generation of kids who did not grow up without the internet. That's all they know. So it's created a different conversation point with them and has created access points for anxiety, increased anxiety, depression, those sort of things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a confluence. I'd like to hear what Jim and Sherry feel about that.
I feel like it's been the elephant in the room, and there's also, there's sometimes pressure behind that. Everybody feels that there's something that's going on, but nobody's talking about it. And so I think that cracking that egg open is a relief, and it gives people a format and a platform in which to talk about these issues.
Well, yes, and I agree. And I think that clearly this is sort of the topic of the day, I think, which is great. And it's finally has broken open and people are talking about it. You know, one of the things Connect is dedicated to is trying to cover all of the realm. We're not specifically focusing on certain types of mental health problems. Mm-hmm. We're trying to really cover the full spectrum. But even things like just this morning on my way here with Leslie and Chief Carpenter talking about the dark web and the pink, you know, substance abuse is a mental health issue. It's, and we're, I mean, tragically, this community's been faced with that very strongly in the last year. But to have that conversation and to be able to put that on the air, throw it back to KPCW for your great service to the community, to be able to hear about that, understand, hear directly from the chief who has information and wants to impart that information to parents. It's so prevalent, and I think it's clearly becoming so obvious in our society that there are just a wide array of all sorts of things people are struggling with.
And if I could just add one last thing that I think both KPCW and Connect do well is we and you, as I see it, we meet people where they are. No struggle is too great for us. It's very important for people to feel, to not alienate people, like to be very accepting. And I think that's what both of our organizations do.
Mm-hmm. And no struggle is too small either.
No.
I mean, it's just about finding the resources. And no matter what the conversation is going to be about, you know, I feel a little bit this way and I'm just not sure to go, you know, where to go with it. ConnectSummitCounty.org is your website. And that's a good starting point.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Whitney built this website and it's
beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes. It makes us look bigger than we are, bigger than life. But yes, and our mental health resource directory is platformed on that website, and it's very clear, all the navigation on the site.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Jim.
Thank you.
We have some thank yous.
I have a thank you, and it could be somebody related to me, but not that I know of yet. Sandy Fisher, great last name. She says, I love KPCW and the mountain life and Connect. So thank you, Sandy Fisher. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sandy. She probably heard me doing a call out to her husband, Ken Fisher, when I really meant Ken Davis. But we like your husband, too.
I would like to make one more announcement on Connect's behalf, and this will also be sort of a public service announcement. We have a motorcycle rally coming through town on Saturday. It's the Vision Rally, and we are helping to co-sponsor this event. It will end at the Park City Fire Station over on Bittner Road, and I heard Paul Hewitt on the air earlier this morning. But it is for suicide awareness and prevention. And so if you see hundreds of motorcycles and vehicles coming through town Saturday midday, we would love to have you join us over at the fire station at about 12:30. We will be holding up posters of people who have lost loved ones, their loved ones, through suicide. We will be holding those up, welcoming the motorcycles and all the riders in. There'll be a barbecue lunch, so we would really love to have people out there to welcome them.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Some more thank yous.
I've got one from Whitney Olch. Whitney says, thank you, Connect, for all your hard work. And I've gotten to know Whitney a little bit recently in the last few years, and she's the next generation of Olches. She, you know, her dad, Brad Olch, was the mayor when I moved to town back in 2002. He was a three-term mayor, and it's just fabulous to see the kids of that generation starting to step into leadership roles and make a difference in our community, and Whitney is one of those people. So
yeah, she's been on our board.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thanks, Whitney. I've got one. Here's a thank you to Jane Riley, and she's so great. She calls in every time that we have Pledge Drive to our show. She says, I love Tim and Lynn. They're the best, and she loves KPCW. Thanks so much, Jane, for your support.
And we have a very special thank you going out to Ed and Lynn Rutan, who are two of the founders of Connect, who say, we appreciate the opportunity to give back to KPCW, and that which has been so important in helping Connect educate the community about mental health issues and break down the stigma that keeps our loved ones from getting the help that they need.
Yeah.
So thank you, KPCW.
I've got
thank you, Ed and Lynn.
I've got a long distance thank you. Annabelle Lewis from Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii. Annabelle says, you are worth waking up at 5 a.m. in Hawaii to listen to Tim and Lynn on the Mountain Life. So thanks, Annabelle.
Thank you, Annabelle.
And Annabelle, batten down the hatches, because I think there's some rough weather headed your way.
You are exactly right.
Wow.
And I have one very near and dear to my heart from my husband, Sean Wiest, who wrote, hello to Connect team. I appreciate all of the salient information KPCW provides to our community. Thank you so much, Sean, and I so appreciate all of your help at all of the Connect events. You're a silent volunteer, and you do so much for us. So thank you.
Thanks. And he loves you, best of all.
He does.
All right, have we gone through all of the thank yous?
Yes, we have. Do you want to read that list of volunteers?
Oh, yes, and need to catch up on the volunteers. Now, we've got some great volunteers from Basin Recreation, Steve Good, Justine Kazel, and Sam Schwebel. Sorry, Sam, if I ruined your last name there. And then Barbara Bretz is in the room answering phones as well, along with Jane Campbell, Lisa Allison, and Bill Lassar. So thanks to all of our wonderful volunteers. Obviously, we've got about 7 phone lines that we can take your call on, so you're not going to get a busy signal when you call 649-9004 to pledge your support.
Justine Kazel is married to Brian Kazel, who is the son of Ron and Randy Kazel, who live right in Park Meadows and longtime residents. And Randy taught my children at McPolin.
She's taught
so
a lot.
So there's another one of the kids that are back in the community. And Justine is married to one of those kids who grew up here in Park City.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see this next generation of kids emerging as leaders. And what it says is
that we're really old.
Well, speak for yourself. There's such strong community connections here, and it really is about community. You know, you all are part of our community. You're creating more community with the services that you bring here. KPCW is at the center of this community, and that's what we are. We're communitarians, right?
That's right.
And this is what we love about Park City, and it's what keeps this younger generation here or coming back to stay. So I hope my kids will someday come back and be part of that next tier of leaders here in Park City. So if you love this community for that reason, give us a call right now. We've got, just 2 more minutes. How about 5 more calls? in the next 2 minutes, 649-9004.
I would love to put a shout out to all of anybody who has been touched by Connect Summit County to please give a call in. I would love to hear all 7 phones ring right now.
That's right. And actually, you can call all the way through until 10:06. So you can call during NPR and we will read your thank you note on the air when we come back on at 10:06.
I have a thank you. It's to Inga Travis.
And love Ingi.
And Ingi, she says, I admire everything you are doing for the community. Thank you so much, Ingi Travis. And I met with Ingi recently. I remember meeting with her. She's a wonderful supporter of Connect. I believe she volunteered at one of our events. So thank you very much, Ingi. And I also want to give a shout out to Barbara Bretz and all my other neighbors on Stagecoach Drive. I know you know who I am and my work at Connect. And I would hope today you would support KPCW. So please call in. Thank you.
And, you know, it is all about our children. So I'm giving a shout out to anyone that my kids grew up with. You know, we are a community of support among parents. And so if you are one of those parents listening now, or if you're one of those kids that grew up with my kids, I call out to you now. I'm going to give you 5 more minutes to call in, because as long as you call in by NPR time, you are you're good. You're counted.
So. And I like that term communitarian, Lynn. So let's say anybody who feels that they are a communitarian in Park City or the Park City region, let's hear from you.
Okay, I've got a long one. Okay. Kim Carson. I know Kim. I saw her just over the weekend. She's one of our county council members. She said, a big thank you to the show. I already got the back book from last week's show. A huge thank you to Connect and all they've done and how fast they've gotten there. Such important work. Kim Carson, thank you.